This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Tuesday, February 17, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Construction and engineering firm Group 5 has improved its order book back to the 13 billion rand level. This is after nearly 4 billion rands worth of its contracts in the Middle East were cancelled. On Monday, CEO Mike Upton said that the group had largely achieved the replacement of the 4 billion rands worth of orders that had been cancelled in Dubai with South African public works contracts. He said that this said something about the company's ability to extract value out of all sectors of the economy.
The strategy has actually made us a stronger company. We're spread across all of the sectors of industry, private and public, and I think we have demonstrated an agility to move our resources between regions and between market sectors.
Botswana's consumer inflation slowed to an 8-month low of 12.8% year-on-year in January. This is largely on lower fuel costs. The Central Statistics Office said in a statement that inflation eased from 13.7% year-on-year in December, following a drop in bus and taxi fares late last year and a relatively large fall in fuel pump prices in January. January's number was the lowest since May last year and may help ease pressure on interest rates, although inflation remains way outside the central bank's 3-6% target. Also making headlines, Jacob Zuma's economic team selections will be a crucial signal to investors. The French Senate reveals the extent of the transport aircraft program crisis. A renewable energy-operated research base is opened in Antarctica. And India unveils its manned spacecraft design. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.